This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Kiowa County has agreed to a $9.5 million settlement over a police shooting death. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
In 2020, the 39-year-old handyman, Zach Gifford, was the passenger in a car pulled over for not using a traffic signal. Sheriff's deputies suspected it was possible Gifford was high, but he was otherwise not doing anything wrong. He tried to run away from officers, and both shot at him a total of 4 times in the back, killing him. One of the deputies was charged with second-degree attempted homicide, and the other was fired. The settlement agreement is about $2 million more than the county's annual budget, but it will be paid by its insurance company. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A judge has dismissed the case against a Chaffee County man accused of killing his wife. The judge's decision allows for Barry Morphew to face charges again. Morphew's wife, Suzanne, has not been seen in almost 2 years. Prosecutors say they believe they are close to finding Suzanne's body, but can't search where they want to because of weather and snow. The state legislature has approved a bill that could eventually put Colorado on year-round daylight saving time. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The move would mean no more falling back or springing forward, but that would only happen if the federal government allows states to make the change, and if 4 other Mountain Time states make the switch too, which could be a long wait. The bill now awaits Governor Jared Polis's signature. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
In Colorado Springs this morning, 62 degrees, Denver 47. This is CPR News and KRCC.